What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Classic Rock Remixes of the 70s, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. I'd like to introduce you to Alon Fong. Hello, sir.
Hello there. How are you doing? Good to see your face and hear your voice. And hello to all the Pantheon Podcast listeners and all of our What's Hot in the Strip Club listeners. Glad to see you tuning in, man. We got some hot 70s remixes for you. Danny, why don't you explain kind of the whole thing for you?
Okay, well, first of all, this is our 10th episode in the Classic Rock series. So we've done 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 00s, and we've repeated a couple of them. So if you want to catch any of the other ones, go to whatshotitsc.com. The reason we do remixes, we are in the club business, strip club business, and in the clubs, when you need to play older music, the recording quality just wasn't as good back in the 50s, 60s, 70s as it is today. So a lot of these remixers have given us a fresh beat. Some of them completely rework the song. Some just add a little backbeat, kind of a redrum thing. So you'll hear a little bit of everything. We're doing the 70s, and you've tested every one of these in your club, right?
Indeed. These are all tested in front of a live studio audience, as they like to say in TV land. So yeah, no, these worked a great effect in my club over the years. So these are some of my favorites from the era. Now, also, just to give you a peek into the mind of the DJ. So do you remember the Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
Yeah.
You remember that great soundtrack and all these 70s and 60s tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of younger people hadn't heard those songs. So all of a sudden, I had girls saying, hey, have you heard this song, The Hooked on a Feeling, or, you know, whatever. And so I thought, well, man, what if I check and see if there's any remixes of some of these tracks? So that's what I did. I went looking, and here's one of them from that soundtrack, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. This is Redbone's 1973 hit, Come and Get Your Love, the DJ Prince remix. It's more of a redrum.
Okay. Cool pick, man. I like that.
Thank you, man. Give a little more up-tempo to it, you know?
Yeah. So I'm going to do Foreigner's Hot Blooded. It came out in 1978. This is the Ultimix by DJ Richie Rich. And cool thing about it is he kind of mashed it a little bit with a Tone Loc song. So check this out.
Come on, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Said he tried and tested all of his songs at his club. This one I have tried and tested in my club, Diamonds Cabaret in Dayton, Ohio. Give them a little shout out. So, Alon, back to you.
Like that one, Danny. Very cool. I haven't heard that one. That's a good one. All right. It's time to go smoke a little doobie. That's right. We're talking about the Doobie Brothers. This is a remix of their 1972 hit, Listen to the Music. This is the Malibu remix.
The Doobie Brothers. I like that, Alan. I like that a lot, actually.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, 1974 was the year. Bachman-Turner Overdrive, or BTO for short. Mm-hmm. You ain't seen nothing yet. I have no idea who did the remix. I found this on SoundCloud, and it just said remix, but I liked it. So I'm sorry who I'm not giving credit to.
That'll teach them to mark their work.
You know, I was in a band in the early 70s, and I remember playing this one. We played out every single Friday and Saturday night in Mom's basement. That's right. We sucked. But anyway, we had fun playing this song.
Well, I saw the band live. They opened up for Van Halen on the 5150 tour. So the first tour was Sammy Hagar. And, of course, I'd never heard of them. I knew the songs. They have like 5-6 songs everyone knows. So once they sang, I knew what they – I'm like, oh, they sing this. Cool. But what's even funnier is they were two really big dudes. So Bachman and Turner, Randy Bachman, and I can't be the other guy, but they're both like 300 pounders, right? And they come and they had like overalls on, blue jean overalls. And they come bounding out on stage, and you can literally see like the metal stage like flexing. We're all like, whoa, who are these big dudes with the beards opening up for Van Halen?
Yeah.
So anyway,
interesting story.
My BTO story.
Nice.
All right. This is a true remix, Danny Myers. This is Electric Light Orchestra, better known as ELO. This is Evil Woman, the Fetter Funk 2014 remix.
Thank you.
cool. ELO, huh? 1975. You are listening to classic rock remixes of the 70s of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We have five more to go. Five.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
That's Alon Fong. I am Danny Myers. We are doing a classic rock remixes of the 1970s. And again, this is our 10th episode in our classic rock series. You can find every one of our podcasts, all several hundred of them, at whatshotitsc.com. Back to the 70s remixes. Boy, you talk about one that's tried and tested and successful. And I still play this on a very, very regular basis. So I'm going to take you back to 1973. And what's really weird, they always say you like the songs from your high school senior year, right? I graduated in 1973, and I just figured out that my next three songs are from 1973. So maybe I didn't plan that.
All right.
But anyway, this is the DJ DeVille redrum, Jay-Z hype edit of Steve Miller Band, The Joker.
Bounce, come on, bounce. Yeah, come on, bounce, come on, bounce. Yeah, come on, bounce.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
Bounce, come on, bounce.
Some people call me Maurice. The pompous of love.
Bounce, come on, bounce.
People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
Come on, bounce.
Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner.
Song makes me want to light one up, and I don't even do that.
Right? I'm telling you. Yeah, that's a classic, man. Sing-along song. This next one's a great sing-along song as well. Starts with the whole hookah, hookah, hookah smokers, hookah smokers. Isn't that what they say?
Hookah maybe smokers?
Not. I could have it wrong.
You know, anyways, we got a lot of weed songs here. We got Doobies.
It's the 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
This is, again, from Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. You'll know it right away. This is Hooked on a Feeling That You're a Skank. Mashup. It's Blue Suede, the original artist, versus Dioro versus Fatboy Slim. The original from 1974.
All the hookah songs.
Hookah smoker, hookah, hookah, hookah smoker.
Can I tell you a good weed song, since we're talking about hookahs and weeds and everything else?
I used to smoke.
I
you
used
talk
to smoke.
About the weed?
Yeah, man. Dave's here, man. I'm Dave. I got the stuff, man. Open up the door. Oh. Anyway, I used to smoke weed back in the 70s. You know why I quit?
No, man. Why?
It got too damn expensive. It went from 20 to $25 an ounce. And I said, no way, I'm out of here. Now, all you current weed smokers look at me going, I pay $400 an ounce for mine now. But yeah, I love telling that story. It went up to $25 an ounce. And I said, no more. No more.
Hell, at some concerts, it's $25 a joint.
Okay. Grand Funk Railroad. You ready for this? We're an American band, the Working Brothers remix from 1973. Cowbells. I like that. Yeah. We got, two songs left in our 70s classic rock series? These are going by too fast.
Dos musicos. Is that a word?
Sure.
Okay. I'm making stuff up. Danny, this next one, I love this track. This remix has been one of my all-time favorites. If you have a great sound system and great lights and a girl who just really is a dynamic performer on the pole or on stage, this is a great track. It starts with the clocks from the original. We queued it up a little bit past that so we can get more into the meat of the song. But this is Time, the Pretty Lights remix, Pink Floyd from 1973.
I graduated that year.
I was 3 years old then. We'll be right back.
guess I should have faded out of it earlier.
Right?
I was you just won the show with that one. So that
thank you.
Yeah, I've never heard that mix, and I could just picture the lights in the room, the sweeping, like slow sweeping white lights, and then change them to all to red. And yeah, that's why they call it the Pretty Lights Remix.
Dude, that's such a crowd. It's such a great groove and vibe too. You know.
Yeah. We have one more song, and I didn't really plan this when I set the show up, how much weed stuff we had going in the 70s, but I'm closing out with the Doobie Brothers, Long Train Running. This is also from 1973, Jet Boot Jack Club Mix. Say that five times real fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Jet Boot Jack has a ton of, I'm not sure, does a bunch of 70s and classic tracks remixes from disco stuff to like Stevie Wonder. He's a great remix of Satisfaction. So check him out. But also Long Train Running blew up in the clubs about 10 years ago again. And so there's a crap ton of remixes. I probably have 7 or 8 different remixes of that track. And there's some really good ones out there. So that's a really good one. And if you want one that's more EDM-y, there's, you know, more bigger drop stuff as well. That's a great track. Crowd pleaser for sure.
Is there really a word called EDM-y?
It's more EDM-y. Made it on. Yeah, okay. It's official. It's a professional term. It's a music industry term. EDM-y.
I'm going to call Funk and Wagnall and have them add that.
It's like, you know, edamame sort of, or, you know, umagi, you know, the mushroom flavor.
Gotcha. So anyway.
Speaking of shrooms. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
What did you guys think of these songs? Because we have a Facebook group that's really, really cool that we started called What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. And we invite all of you to join that because it's cool because we get to talk to the people that listen to the show and we get your opinions. So if you like some songs, you hated some songs, there's a lot of very cool people in this group, a lot of producers, remixers, and things all in this group too. So join it if you would. WhatsHotITSC.com is our website.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.